Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And we're live.
Boom. And we're live. Maya, set the show off. And we're live. Welcome to the Dudu and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I'm Michael James Christofulli Foo.
And you are?
A special guest, Maya Harper.
Yay. Maya Harper. Yay.
In the house.
Freshman guard for CSN. And so much more. We're going to get into it. But this is the Dudu and Foo Show, the best logo in the business. Period. End of story. End of conversation.
Yes.
So as you can tell, things are a little different this time. We haven't eaten yet.
Not yet.
Is that right? Is that proper English? We have not eaten yet. Oh, yeah,
okay,
we're live.
Okay, cool.
We haven't eaten yet. So we have a seafood boil from.
This is different. Yep.
Pier 88. We got bibs. We only got two bibs. I'm going to let you. Do you want a bib?
Yeah,
wanna,
sure.
Yeah, bib it up. Bib it up. No, go ahead, Mike.
No, I'll be all right.
Listen, I got a black shirt. You can't see the stains on my black shirt. You're good.
If you need two bibs, let me know.
So what we're going to do is, so we're going to have Maya is a little bit more of the expert here of seafood boils. So what we're going to do is we're going to climb into the food and we're going to eat during the show. This is crazy, hey, Mike.
Can you believe it?
There we go.
A mukbang. Yep. Mukbang. Aaliyah Ibarra is besides herself right now because she asked me to do a mukbang for her whole career here. Maya's in month three and she gets a mukbang. So we'll get into the show and how we do it all. How am I looking? How am I doing, Maya? Do we just
pop
them open?
It's literally just popping them open and just...
Just from looking, what do you see that you like the most?
I love the eggs and the crab.
The eggs and the crab.
It's like the best part.
All right. So I guess it's just a little free-for-all. And I got mussels. I don't know.
Okay. I've never tried mussels from Pier 88.
Haven't?
No, so it'll be the first
time. So as we get going, we're in show 58, season 2.
58. Yeah, we made it to 58, buddy.
58.
Yep.
So do you know what we do when we talk about our show as far as numbers, what number show we're on?
Yeah, it's for like don't you guys go like season 1 episode 58, but an example, this is season 2 58.
Yep, but what we do is we try to find athletes that wore that number.
Oh yeah, I do know that. Oh,
right?
I don't know nothing.
So 58, you don't have anybody this worn number 58? I highly
doubt it. No, I don't know football.
It's not football. That's okay. Yeah. What do you got, Mike? I got nothing.
Of course I'm going to come up with a giant on that one. It's a linebacker's number, Carl Banks. Won two Super Bowls with the Giants. Big reason, big part of that team.
Wasn't he on the Fresh Prince of Bel Air? Carl Banks. Uncle Carl?
Right. Okay. And can't forget Hall of Famer Jack Lambert for the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
For Kelly. Kelly's a Steeler fan.
Okay, Kelly.
And the only other one I can come up with is Von Miller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
58. In fact, a buddy of mine's a host. That was one of his clients when he was a host, was Von Miller.
Who's the biggest of those three? Think Von Miller?
No, Jack.
We'll be right with you.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right now, I would say Jack Lambert, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, he was a big part of the Steel Curtain. That's right. Why they won all those Super Bowls.
Does he have a bunch of missing teeth?
Is he might have, yeah, a little gap between the teeth. So, yeah, he was a mean dude. Mean dude. Middle linebacker. Linebacker, yeah.
So, 58. I don't think we've been stumped. I say we, Mike. I don't think Mike has been stumped in a number yet, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I think when we get into the 60s, I might be in trouble.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll reset, go back to one, and we can't use the same number. How about that?
Right.
And season 3, episode 1.
I think I forget. We might have started at a number 16 doing this, I think. I think.
Oh, okay. So
I got to double check on that,
I already have a number 1 in mind. So here we go. The show is live. We're going live. We got Maya here. We're going to eat. We got Pier 88. I got the Fisherman's. I don't know. What do you just jump in with your fingers? Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's rice right there if you want some rice.
Got some rice. What do we see? I see mussels. I see it's going to get messy, but it can't be any messier than the girls just were with Mikey's cream puffs.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, let me grab some. A couple of these.
And then.
Yeah, it had some cream puffs beforehand, right?
Yes. So okay. Yummy.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Can I get a napkin? Oh, thank you.
There you go. You're welcome.
Tell me if I'm doing this right, Maya. I don't know.
You just eat. Ooh. It's just eating. All right.
Start eating. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, do you guys eat the shell on your shrimp or no?
No. I don't. Do you know somebody who does?
My mom.
No.
My mom does, yeah.
She eats the shell on the shrimp.
Yeah, and the head-on, too. Like, she's crazy, and I hate head-on shrimp. Like, it freaks me out.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't order it. Head-on shrimp. Our guests would have run away. No. That's the shrimp.
Yeah.
And then we can just dip it in here? Is that?
Yep.
Would it be like eating the banana peel? Would it be like the same thing?
I feel like it is.
Would it be like equivalent to eating the banana peel?
You know, Yvonne Wade, our former athletic director, I had some sunflower seeds, and she threw them in her mouth and just started going, rawr, rawr, rawr. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, when I was a kid, when I eat sunflower seeds, my mom wouldn't let me spit them out because it was made a mess everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I just got used to eating the whole thing, and I'm like, girl, bye. You can't. Don't eat the shell. Wow. What are we doing?
Okay.
So everybody's got their own way about
it. Sure.
So, okay. I put the minimum spice.
Okay.
Because I guess it can get really spicy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we got the minimum spice here. Again, the breakdown is I see some crab legs in there.
Yeah.
It looks like sausage, kielbasa, something like that. Mm-hmm. Shrimp, corn, and egg. I know, Maya. Boom, that one's just for you. Another bag with mussels and potatoes. I think we're going to do all right. You think we'll knock all this out?
No.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of food.
I might have overdone it.
It won't go to waste one way or the other, though.
No. Come on. And again, you know, I'm from New England, and we have clam boils, like big, like backyard, you know, these massive pots that you throw in full onions and lobsters and steamers and clams, and you do the whole thing. But the flavoring is more of a Vegas thing, meaning we just use straight butter butter.
Butter.
There's no R's in New England.
Really?
So like butter. Is B-U-T-T-A-H. Butter. Try it. Butter.
Butter.
There you go.
There's no R's. So we don't drive our car. We drive our ka.
Oh, ka.
Okay. Yeah, no R's. No R's in New England. So, yeah. All right. This is exciting. This is good stuff. I'm excited.
We do the rice with our fingers, too?
Yeah, I usually do like a pickup. Like, I pick up my food with it. It's like
even the rice. Okay.
You want me to grab a thing? A spoon?
Yeah,
wait, there's a spoon here. There's a spoon.
Well, it's spoon is scooped out the rice.
Go ahead, use it.
Nah, we'll use our fingers. That's
look at, looks like a spoon.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, good idea. There you go.
So here we are, Maya. I'm gonna let you finish your chewing of your food, and then you're gonna tell us who you are and why you're on the show.
Okay. All right. I finished chewing. So my name is Maya Harper. I'm from Las Vegas, and I'm number one on this year's 2025-2026 basketball season, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm here because I'm one of his players, and I don't know, like, and I love seafood.
One of your favorite places, you said, too, right?
Yeah, Pier 88, my number one.
Pier 88.
So Pier 88, this is crazy that we're eating on the show. I love it. It's great. Good flavor so far.
Never really done like this before.
Yeah, no, something new, something fresh. Mm-hmm. We're old dudes, but we can do new things every now and then.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So when I put in the group chat a couple months ago, I'm like, I'm looking for a seafood place. a seafood boil. It was Pier 88, got a lot. Something crab, cracking.
Crab boil.
Crab boil.
Oh, boiling crab.
Shaking crab.
Oh, shaking crab. I've never been to shaking
crab. That's Brooklyn
crab.
Spot.
Oh, okay, okay. Have to give that a try.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Look at us. We're just going to sit here and eat the whole thing. So, Mike.
Yes.
Made some cream puffs here with his mom. Shout out to mom.
Yep, with the guidance of mom. Yep.
Guidance of mom. So you get that family recipe for the cream puffs is now in your custody.
Yep. She told me how to go about it. Had all the ingredients. And first she started stirring and she said, show me. This is how you got to do it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I did the rest of it. Yeah. Just filled it. It didn't take long. I think it took less than an hour.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But the longest period of time was just waiting for, maybe for it to settle. Got to put the puffs in the oven. Mm. That was about 25, 30 minutes.
So what's the main ingredients? It's
egg. There's eggs, flour. What else did we throw in there? I actually wrote it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Eggs, flour, water, of course. That is about it.
Okay.
Vanilla extract for the cream, mm-hmm. and then the powder on top. Yeah, it was the first time I ever made it. Mm. Yeah.
Well, he brought a tray for the whole team, and there's a lot of confectionery sugar on top, and the office is covered. It looks like Winter Wonderland up here. Yeah. It looks like it was a snow globe, and somebody just shook it up. Yeah. So, and it's not just in my office. It's down the stairs, out the wall. Like it's a trail.
All the way out. That's all right.
Cece's shirt looked like it had looked like it was snowing outside.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Trista, she coughed while eating it, and you just see it. Yeah. It's all over her face, all over her neck, all over her clothes.
Trista had the biggest mouthful. I'm like, "You good?" She's like,
"Yeah,
mm-hmm, I'm good."
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, consists of butter and whipping cream too, of course. But yeah, the good stuff.
Come on.
Time to crack it.
Time to crack it open. Go ahead, grab one. I like it. I do the, my wife and I do the all-you-can-eat buffet at the Palms on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And I get like 5 plates of crab legs.
Yeah.
That's good. You've been there with us a couple times, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a little sauce on this one. I like the sauce. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yes.
How are we doing, Mike?
Doing.
This is going to be the show with the least amount of words.
I was going to ask you now, the road trip starts when now, next week?
Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday, and it's... Yep.
Go to Phoenix.
And then you play Friday.
You play Thursday night. We travel down Thursday day and play Thursday night, Phoenix College.
Do you play Red again Friday?
Yep.
Yeah.
So and then Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so, right? Okay.
3 games in 3 days. And... it's the same. We kind of go back and forth. Last year we did Scottsdale, Chandler Gilbert, and South Mountain. And this year we're doing Phoenix, Chandler Gilbert, and South Mountain. So we kind of switch it up. But we usually, it's a 3-game set. You go down, you play 3 Division II teams. And, it's a challenge. Phoenix is good this year. They're undefeated. They're 3-0. They beat us. I was just having a conversation with Destiny Brown and Charmaine Finley. One of our better teams, and we went down there, and they caught us slipping. We lost by 4. With Destiny Brown and Charmaine Finley. Yeah. And Charmaine had a hurt back, had back spasms. KJ, our point guard, went into anaphylactic shock. She was allergic to something she ate. Whole face puffed up, her fingers, like EpiPen, everything. Like almost had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Wow. Do we know what she ate?
We don't, but she has so many allergies that... It's hard to pinpoint. Okay. Sometimes if you eat somewhere new, it's just cross-contamination. Yeah. Like, something in the air fryer, in the fryer that they cooked something that she couldn't have. And it was crazy. She had so many allergies. I'm putting her business out here. Sorry, KJ. Every time we ate somewhere, we'd have to go somewhere, find something else for her every single time, which it was fun. But she was basically French fries and chicken nuggies. That's what she said. Yeah, chicken nuggies, Coke.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah,
that's what I always say,
You're not allergic to seafood, are you? I'm a little late to ask that.
I will say this is good, Pier 88. I've been there once before.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
This is the second time I've had Pier 88. Hush Puppies are good there too, as we talked about before we went on.
Yeah,
the Hush Puppies are good there too. Forgot what else I
Tell me for the 1,000th time, what's in a Hush Puppy? Is there seafood
like,
in it?
It's like cornmeal, I believe. Yeah.
No seafood though, right?
No, no.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like fried, but I don't know, little balls like that, right? But
what, we had some not too long ago.
We were. Where did we get those at?
I don't know.
I forget when we got
one. Soak.
But yeah. Good little. It's a good little spot. This the one on Spring Mountain, yeah?
This one?
Yeah.
They're all over.
Yeah, I'm not sure where this one came from because I got it delivered on Uber Eats.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Good so far, though.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
It is. We'll give Pier 88 a high grade.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I like it. I'm going to go.
Definitely start.
8.5. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that.
Wrong one.
No, yeah, right? yeah, no, this is definitely. I'd say 8.5, 9. This is tasty. This is tasty. And I'm glad I got into the crab legs here. These are good. Nice big portions. A lot of food here.
Yeah.
Now, Maya, tell everybody where you went to high school.
Oh,
did you say that already or no?
No, I don't think I did. I think I just said I was from Vegas. My freshman year, I went to Legacy. And then my sophomore through senior year, I went to Desert Pines.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Just graduated from Desert Pines.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still there?
No.
Kinda.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, yeah. I do work there.
So she worked there. Okay.
Graduated in May and now works there.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What do you do?
I tutor with TRIO. It's like a governmentally funded program that helps students like just honestly get to college. That's like the main goal is to get to college, but also give them other choices like going to trade school or even connecting them to the military. So we're like a program that really connects our students to have a successful adulthood.
Well, very good.
Is TRIO based for, is that for first time, like kids who are going to be first time college students and, or is it anybody?
It's actually anybody, but we do try to target our first gens. And they actually helped me a lot with just honestly helping me with like FAFSA because it's like a very like, it's a scary process, honestly, because if you mess up, it's... Yep. You get no money for school.
Yeah. Mm. We had a TRIO program here. I think this year it got
It just
shut
got cut.
Down.
Yeah, it just got cut.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Wow. I'm smacking right in the microphone.
Did you play any of the sports growing up?
Actually, I played volleyball for just a little bit. Like, funny story. I went to 3 practices, thought I was like, oh, this is my thing. This is my thing. And then I got court burn, and I was like, oh, this is not my thing. This is not my thing. I was like, Mom, my arm hurts. I keep getting red arms. I keep hitting it out of bounds. I don't want to do it no more. So then,
Fair enough.
What school was that at?
It was
that
a
Legacy or
no?
School?
I didn't do. It was like a club team with my aunt. Yeah, because my mom's has a twin brother, and she was basketball and he was volleyball. Like really good at volleyball. He plays like on a men's league.
Okay.
Uh oh. Coach Lee. I mean, Coach Bird.
So the basketball was your, was that your favorite sport? And then it was your number one sport?
Yeah, and then at DP, I played, DP is Desert Pines. I'm going to say that a lot throughout this. I ran track. I went to state both years for track. And then I did golf. Yeah, I did golf.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I golfed with Trista.
What?
Yes.
I did not know that. That you guys, how good are you?
Oh, terrible.
Can you hit it straight, not far, or you hit it far, but not straight?
Oh, far. Wait, no, I'm only good in the beginning with you, like, when you guys...
The driving range?
Yeah, yeah. When you guys put it on the little stick and you hit the tee.
She said she played high school golf, and she just said when you put it on the little stick.
I'm sorry, guys.
The tee.
Ooh, yeah. But
okay. Who was your high school coach? Was it a teacher?
Oh, no. It was our basketball coach.
No way. Yeah. You coached? Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah. Now it makes sense.
Yeah. We would, like, practice once, like, one time.
All right. We're going to practice in the gym today with a basketball for golf practice, golf training. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you guys are right near. Is there, like, a driving range right near DP?
Yeah, or? Yeah. It's, like, called the Desert Pines, like.
Did you go there a lot for practice?
No. Yeah, that's all we did was do that. And then sometimes we did the course one time. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. But besides that,
okay,
that's it. Yeah, track was really fun, but I just didn't do it my senior year because it caused a lot of injuries.
Like, oh, no way.
Yeah, I had really bad
What do you got over here, Mike?
I got a mess over here. I'm spilling it everywhere.
Oh, there's two different. Are these two different?
What?
They might be two different seasons.
What did you do with track, Mike?
I did the 100, 200, 400, 800, 4x1, 4x2.
So short distances, throw sprints. My in all the events.
She did the sprints.
Yeah, that's what their thing was, to throw me in all the events. And I was like, ooh, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did. I ran the sprints.
Oh, cool. When did you run track in high school?
Yep. High school. Yeah, that high school. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Bonanza.
Oh, you went to Bonanza. Yeah. Wait, where did you guys meet?
Oh, boy. Here we go. You're up, Mike. Pretty cool story.
We actually met on the basketball court. You were warming up, right? We were darn or following.
No, we had just finished.
You
were warming up.
We were warming up and saw Danny play in the league. And I said, my younger brother Derek, I said we can use him. And I said he'd be a nice fit for the team, right? Mm-hmm. So I just went up to Dan. I think Derek and I went up to him. Basically, just said, hey, my name's Mike. Would you like to play with us?
Mind you, I had about 10 blocks the game before us.
So the coach says, yeah, sure.
So let's go.
And that's how we met over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out on the basketball
I'm walking
court,
out. Yeah. Julie's like, I was like, hold on. I'm talking to these guys. And the next thing I go, I'm on another team. She's like, oh, great. Another team. Just what I wanted to hear. We were just leaving. And then we ended up being. Not only good friends till now, I mean, but it was one of three people in my wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
Played a lot of basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of hoops, no doubt.
A lot of hoops.
Okay, we'll show you pictures later. We got the pictures before we got, what's that one picture we got? We're out in the parking lot, right? Dribbling a ball or whatever.
21 years old.
Before we played. Back when we both had a head of hair.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hair.
I don't see this.
Nobody believes that I had hair.
Yeah. Yep. And that's how we met. It was out on the basketball court.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yep.
Well, you know what? We are going to get into the food review that you and I are doing, but a couple weeks were Thanksgiving. What is your rank your favorite three holidays in order?
Okay. Christmas is number one.
Because?
Not because of just the gifts, but like,
gifts don't help.
I actually love to give gifts. Yeah. Like, it's my favorite thing. And then also, it's just bringing everybody together. So that's one of it. And then second, I'd have to say, I'd probably say Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
I think it's just so sweet. And it's just the way I grew up. I feel like it like made it so special. Like my mom would make us baskets. It was just, I just love that day. And I just love the colors. Day. Like, nice. It's so sweet. And then my third, I'm going to say Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Ready? Blind rank these top 10 Thanksgiving foods. Ready?
Okay. You got to track them because I'll forget.
Oh, I track them. I'm tracking them.
Coach is on it.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
There's no wrong answers. Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah, there is.
A couple wrong answers. All right, ready? We're going to start with sweet potatoes.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, not my favorite.
Not your favorite. Are you going to hurt somebody's feelings when they hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding. I love them.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Mm, I'll put that 6.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now, I feel like cranberry sauces, I know everybody has it, right?
Yeah.
Do you like the ones with the cranberries in them or the jellied ones?
The jelly ones.
Jellied, me too.
Yeah, and that's the only way I'll eat stuffing.
Is with cranberry, yeah. Like you mix it together. So yeah. You're not afraid of your food touching, obviously.
No, not at all.
Okay. Apple pie.
Mmm. Oh my gosh, I love apple pie. Wait. Mmm. 3. 3.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really got no strategy with this, but we'll see.
That's all right. You still got a whole bunch to go. Mashed potato and gravy.
Oh, gravy.
You want me to separate them?
Yeah.
Okay. Mashed potato.
Mashed potato. I think I'm going to put it in that 4 spot.
Okay.
There you go.
Mashed potato. And now we're going to have to go gravy.
Gravy.
No, no bueno.
Yeah, put it like 9.
Really?
Yeah, I hate gravy.
Really?
Maybe okay. I'm like traumatized from, yeah, I know.
Okay. That's a fantastic take because that's an original take right there.
Yeah.
Gravy, okay. And I spelled it wrong. Awesome. Nobody can see. I saw it. I just told on myself. As I'm sitting here eating, I'm like, Alana Connor is getting screenshot after screenshot.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm Bonky. Getting destroyed right now. Oh. Absolutely destroyed right now. green bean casserole.
Ooh, what's my low?
You have 10. You do have 10 available. You have 8 and 10 available.
8 and 10. I'm going to put that 10.
Now listen. Where did you put that, Mike? Do you even remember? Green bean casserole? We did this.
The bottom half.
Yeah, you did.
It was the bottom half.
Yeah. It's my 10, too. Yeah. So we're right there. Yeah, yeah no. It's
not really a fan.
Not really a fan. Wow, man. How about spiral ham?
Ham. Put that, too.
2, ham.
Yeah, I love ham. I'm definitely a ham over turkey girl.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. It doesn't matter. I like both.
Yeah.
Especially the brown sugar ham, like the spiral. That's really that like, oof, so good. All right. Well, you said it. So turkey, you got 1, 5, and 8 left.
I'm going to put that in the 5 spot.
Turkey at the 5.
Now, if you don't have the one that I'm thinking number 1, it's going to be really scary.
There's only 2 left.
Uh-oh.
One of them is corn.
Corn. Wait, I'm scared. I don't know what the
1 and 8.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what else?
Corn's obviously not your favorite, is it?
No.
So you can't put it 1.
Okay, 8.
8 is corn. So your number 1 is stuffing.
No. You don't like stuffing?
Yeah, I would.
What were you waiting for?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, you know what? I have mac and cheese here, but I separated mashed potato and gravy.
Oh my god!
That squeezed mac and cheese out.
I was gonna say make it a top 11.
All right, we'll put where are we putting stuffing? All right, so she's the guest, so 1 is gonna be mac and cheese.
Yes,
mac and cheese. And where are you going to put stuffing at 11? I mean, stuffing that bad?
No. If it was like an actual thing, I would probably switch it out for cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your family do a big Thanksgiving?
We used to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't know. I don't know. It's like just such a busy time. But usually I've always had basketball. Like conflicting with it. Yeah. Like I'm out of town for
not
a Thanksgiving.
This year.
Yeah. So this is actually like one of my first ones. Because we would do a Thanksgiving like tournament.
Yep. Yeah. We got a pretty good break here. I like to, because we start so much earlier than high school. Yeah. So like high school goes really, they're going pretty hard during Thanksgiving because they just started.
Yeah.
We're 3-4 months in. Like we need a break. Like it's time for us to kind of relax and recoup and all that stuff. So Thanksgiving at our house has changed. You've come over the last couple of years, I think, right?
Yeah. Sure have.
You know, when I grew up, huge family back east, and Thanksgiving was multiple places with massive amounts of people.
Yeah.
So I grew up with Thanksgiving being a staple holiday. But now, grown kids, Brooklyn's damn near 30.
Figure that one out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trent is almost old enough to rent a car, which is 25. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, Julie and I, a couple years ago, started either doing like a little Friendsgiving. Is that what they call it? Yeah. Like just inviting you, your mom came over. Yeah. Just having friends over and keeping it low key with all that stuff. And what Julie and I decided to do is we just cook what we want to eat. What we want to eat, not what other people want to eat. So Julie and I will do that. But this year is going to be tricky because I have a bunch of events here on Thanksgiving Day here in the gym. Yeah, yeah. There's a tournament and they're practicing. So it's a fundraiser for the girls team. But I have to be here, right? So Thanksgiving, I'll be here in the gym.
What are the hours? Is it all day, morning,
night? No, Thanksgiving's only about 3 or 4 hours. Okay. Friday, the day after, is long. That's like 6-7 hours.
No, that's, here we go, six, seven.
And then Saturday's same thing, about 5 or 6. So but it's a fundraiser. So, and I don't have to do much. I just have to be here. We've got teams like Stanford women's basketball is coming to practice. Okay. So poor me. I got to hang out and watch them practice, you know? So, but Thanksgiving's kind of, so it's a fun holiday, but it's slowed way down in our household.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wow. How are we doing?
There's pretty good. There's a potato and an egg in here too, if you want it.
Potato and egg.
You guys have to, one of you guys definitely have to try the egg.
I'll try the egg if
okay,
I
want
to.
Yeah,
it's right in here, Dan.
Look at this.
Right in there.
Okay, got it.
There you go.
So, one of the things, Mike is new on Instagram, kind of follows the team in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things he saw last week, he texted me or called me, he said, I love the food review.
Yay! Yeah.
She brought up about the rice. He's like, it was a really good review because you were pretty specific about it. So, so I'm going to grab some more napkins and you're going to tell everybody what we've been doing with our food review.
Okay, perfect. All right, so our food review. It's really when we're on road trips and we're just trying something new. We try not to do nothing that's like McDonald's. Like something that we know like we like or anything like that. So we are trying something new and then we eat it together and then we give it a scale, like we rate it. But how we
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It since, of course, we're with basketball, we do start, bench, or cut. So bench or cut, they are automatically like, bench, we got a little leeway. Like, I like to add, like, a little six-man, like, oh, like, it's good, but not, like, the best. And then for our start, we have a few categories. So we have role player, which is, like, it's good, but it's not, like, oh, like, you know. And then is it MVP? Yeah, MVP. Yeah. Then all-star. And then the GOAT, the best, literally, yeah. So, yeah, that's our
that's how you rate them. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, good. It takes a bit to edit, but we have one coming soon. I'm so
that'll
excited
be the,
for
that'll
that
be
one.
The second one, right?
Yes, okay. I'm really, really excited. It's going to be out before we leave for Phoenix.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. We filmed a couple. Some are better than others. Yeah. There was one we did at Black Bear Diner, and it was hilarious because it was Halloween night, and she's dressed up like Drake. Like, and the crazy thing is, listen, when I tell you she looked like Drake, insane. A couple times I looked like, that's crazy how much she looked like Drake. But it was super loud and the food was, you had salmon. It was,
yeah, mine was good. It was mine good. Was great.
Mine was super mid.
It was a little salty.
What was it? It was salty.
You were saying like it was salty.
But what did I, was it?
It was pot roast.
Yeah, it was pot roast. Yeah, it was just okay. So we have some that we've gone through. There's more here. There's a lot more here, actually. It's a whole lot.
Gosh.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we're having fun with the food review. Just smacking right now.
There you go.
ASMR.
ASMR.
You know what that is?
A-M-S-R?
A-S-M-R.
A-S-M-R.
Yeah.
People tune in and people just, they go like this.
Yeah.
And people tune in.
Really?
Look at my hair. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Not your thing?
Suppose I just go.
Yep. Yeah, that counts.
Like that. Yeah, okay. That counts.
There it is. ASMR.
Okay.
No, it's super fun. I've, you know, we have all different types of, take it, Maya. Don't be shy. We have all kinds of different things that happen from year to year, different things that we end up doing. And obviously Brooklyn's on the social media side has been great. But I don't know. I think we were talking about us doing our review. And I was like, I want to do reviews on the road. And I was like, yep. Like, I'm in. I'm in. I love that. I love that no fear. Although she says she's nervous, like even starting the show. Like, look at us. We're just sitting here eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun, but. Get out of your comfort zone, and those are memories you have forever. Like,
oh, absolutely.
They can't be erased, and they can't be deterred by a win or a loss. It's so they're fun. The one we got coming up is really cool.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to say the place, but it's a place that I have driven by probably, no exaggeration, 30 to 40 times in my life. And I've always driven by it like, and on the way back, I was like, you know what? We're going.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say about it.
Very yummy.
So, Maya, we got to get some sports in here, right?
Yeah.
Who is your Mount Rushmore of athletes?
Okay, wait.
Four. Is that what you're just going to ask?
Yeah.
How many presidents are on there? Yeah.
Okay.
So I shouldn't ask you which presidents are up there.
No. Wait, I think I know. Is it Abraham Lincoln?
Lincoln's one.
George Washington.
George Washington's one.
Thomason Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson, not Thomason, but
my bad.
That's okay. You're good. No, you got it right.
One of the Madisons?
James, is it James?
It would be James Madison.
We might have to.
Yeah, I think it's James Madison, isn't it?
We might have to double check our math here.
Let me double check that one.
So, Mount Rushmore, four people, athletes, can be any sport, can be any age, can be for any reason.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
We're going to go 2 and 2, so women's and men's. Mm. And then I'm going to do basketball because that's my... Ooh, wait, but then I do like...
Do you have a favorite golfer?
No. I don't even think I can name... Oh, wait, no.
You can name a couple.
Stephen Curry golfs.
Oh, he does golf. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. He does something else too, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess plays basketball, I guess. Okay. So then, for women's, I feel like it'll be a little easier. I think I'm going to go Asia Wilson, definitely.
100%.
100%.
I love that. Especially this age group. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. That is my
goal. Hear that, Asia? Got a big fan here.
Really big fan.
Yeah.
Stewie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah,
that's my neck of the woods.
Okay,
UConn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's from Syracuse.
She's from Syracuse, played at UConn. And what, the Liberty now?
Yes. Yeah.
Stewie's a baller.
Yeah, she's a baller. And then for the men's, I think I'm going to go LeBron.
Okay. Is that a family thing or is that a you thing?
That is definitely, my dad, yeah. Uh-huh. Like
okay.
My dad definitely. But my mom and my mom's boyfriend, no, that they're
LeBron.
Anti-LeBron. They're like
he cries.
He went to 50 million different teams, and I was like, oh, he's the best.
And then why does your dad like him? Is he from like?
No. I remember growing up.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, I remember growing up, and you were like, yes, we're a Cleveland family household. Yeah. And you were like, no, we're not. We're Miami. No, we're Cleveland again. Oh.
I love the Lakers.
That's funny.
I love the Lakers. So yeah, that's that. And then my last one, I think I'm gonna go with. Oh, I think I'm gonna go with Kobe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like
there
that.
We go. There
you go. That's a good. Yeah. That's a good group.
Remember when you asked that to Trista? She put herself.
Oh, Trista put herself. Yeah. Mount Rushmore. Hey, confidence right there.
Hey. Speaking of Mount Rushmore, it's Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh,
Teddy. Teddy Roosevelt.
My bad. No,
that's all right.
It's all good.
I guess all three of us got around because we're like, yeah.
It's all good. I couldn't remember. Couldn't remember the fourth one. Yeah.
That's why Mike is our live fact checker here.
Okay,
the show.
Perfect.
Yeah, we try.
We try.
Yep.
Man, this is. What are you working on?
I'm working on the claw. But
claw. Me too.
I have trouble giving up on little pieces of anything.
Oh, yeah, me too, because I'm like, that's a waste of food.
I got to get it all. Mike, you done?
I think I'm done. Yep. Finito. Yep, so dig in. There's the rice. I know there's a potato and an egg in there. There's another corn on the cob in there.
I'm supposed to have an egg. Hold on.
Have the egg. Get the potato.
You're not used to having... Oh, wait, you never had... Never mind. What? Seafood boil. Because a lot of people are anti-egg.
Oh, okay.
And I'm... No, I'm not at all.
Yeah, that's good. That was that was good. We'll we can do that again.
Yeah, we can.
Make sure count me in.
That's it. You're in. You are in.
So Maya, let's circle back to basketball.
Yes.
Okay. What about your experience or being here or the play or whatever? I know we're pretty early. We've only played four games, but what is some surprisingly positive things that you have happening in basketball, and what are some challenging things? Like a year ago when you were looking at different schools and talking to coaches and stuff, like what's different and what's, you know, like, and what surprises you in a positive or in...
Okay, here, let me get my answer together.
Get your answer together. I'm going to eat this egg.
Okay. So something very positive is like, the amount of support you get, like, no matter, and also no matter what, like, number you are on that roster, like, no matter if you're the star player or if you literally walked in the day of, like not, like, was recruited, like, if you're a walk-on, like, any of those, like, you're treated the same no matter what. And that, like, honestly was, like, such a big thing for me because I was, like, I'm used to high school, like, the coach won't check up on you unless you, like, made, like, if you made your things, you know what I'm saying? So it's just such a different environment that way. Mm-hmm. And like just the support from everyone, like, yeah, definitely. Okay. That and something challenging, challenging, I would say, like, just like there's a lot to remember, and like, yeah, like, yeah, it's just like just making sure, like, I know certain things, like, I practice and remembering it, and like making sure, like, even if it's not a, like, someone's reminding you to do it, you have to still do it. Like, even if it was taught to you in day one, like, you have to make sure you bring in it today. What are we on? Oh,
yeah.
100 million.
Day a lot. Day a lot.
So yeah. Yeah. Definitely that.
That's good.
Now, other than coach and your teammates, what's your so far, what do you like the most so far since you've been here, other than your coach and your teammates?
I love the support we get outside of, like, just like that. Like, example is, like, you and stuff. Like, just being introduced to you and just, like, the also...
Betsy,
yeah. Like, and just, like, even, like, some teachers, like, know, like, my math teacher, like, she, like, asked me after the game. And, like, and was, like, when we went out of town and I missed, like, class for it, she was just, like, oh, like, how was your game? Like, how did it go out there? Da-da-da-da. So, like, just having that supportiveness outside. Right. And, yeah, just, like, yeah, that's, okay. Like, a pretty good.
The outside,
like,
support. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good. Good. Something we work on here. Something we make sure that everybody feels. Yeah. Everybody needs something a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely, like, just from speaking to other teammates that live outside, like, go to, like, out of state, it is so nice to go home and have a home-cooked meal.
Of course.
Like, it is so good. Absolutely. To, like, have, like, if I had a bad practice, like, I have comfort food to come home to, or my own bed, or I don't have to wait for a shower. Like, that's just honestly, like, a really good, even though I drive super far from here.
She does. She drives pretty far. Not as far as Destiny Bird. Destiny Bird was out at Lake Las Vegas.
That was a from here trip. To there, yeah.
Oh boy.
Yep.
A trip and a half for sure.
Yeah, especially especially rush hour. Yeah, that could be a jaunt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we know where we're at, right? Like, as far as season goes, we're still playing some non-league teams, and we got some things to clean up. But what are you most excited about when we get into, like, league play, where everything matters and competition ramps up?
I'm excited. Oh, I'm really, really excited for our transition offense. Like, mm-hmm. just seeing the snippets of us when we actually run.
Yep.
And, like, granted, we're not fully conditioned at this point. Like, we still have work to do with that. Mm-hmm. So when we're, like, fully conditioned and we're going and, like, we're really running, I feel like that's going to surprise a lot of teams. Yeah. On, like, when we run, we know where to go. Yeah. We know how to hit it. And, like, even if it breaks down a little bit, I feel like just, like, Coach was saying, like, the other day, like, just seeing the rabbit. Wait, oh, I'm saying hard things. But yeah, like when they go all the way down. But yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's just I'm super excited for transition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike? You've seen the team now a couple times, saw them online.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, took a little bump here early in the season playing some tough teams.
Well, that's gonna happen. It's the teams that you played is two good teams to play against. It's good for your team. We talked about it numerous times. The better competition you play against, the better you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right? And you want to play each team at full strength. Yeah. That the other team is at full strength with their best players. Yeah. It's the only way you're going to get better. And it's a good gauge, right, to know where you're at, mm-hmm. and what you have to do and what you have to work on. Now, the team here, again, the 33 defense, forget about it. That's always good.
Yeah.
Right? And it's good again already. You just got so much length. Right, and you obviously put the length up at the top of it, and which coach does,
yeah.
Right, with CC Mitch or whoever he wants to put up top there. But I told Coach even after the first two games that the team's going to be all right. Yep. You know, just from watching the way you guys play, run the offense, play defense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, two losses, but, you know, you're going to be all right. Sometimes I can watch games or watch teams, and if they lose, oh boy, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah,
I didn't say that with these two losses. Not because, you know, the relationship Dan and I have. Dan knows I'd tell him what I think.
Yeah.
You know, but I think you guys are going to be all right. Come conference play, that's when it really kicks into gear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that 33 defense, that's not going away. That's not going anywhere.
Have you ever played something like that? I think maybe like in club or something, a true 1-3-1.
Well, I was just going to say, which is the 1-3-1, by the way, yeah.
No. Yeah, no. A lot of, I ran it a lot.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I ran it, like, that was our bread and butter at DP, with AJ. When we were with AJ, was like our bread and butter. But then senior year, we just didn't have the height for that.
Your guys' back line flew around like crazy that year. Caused a lot of over-the-top steals. Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty popular. It's, you know, it's not my. I actually took it from...
you can...
Getting loud down there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Just
supposed to be in practice.
I know. I think they're practicing. Aren't the men practicing?
Yeah.
It hasn't been loud in the gym, usually.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Usually we hear every syllable that's spoken now.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Sometimes not in a good way.
Yeah.
That 33 is only going to get better the more we do it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. You talked about length, like whether I have Mitch or CC at the top. Usually I have a returner at the top. Mm-hmm. This year I have potentially two returners at the top because Mitch is coming back from 2 years ago.
Sure.
And she was phenomenal at the top. Now to be able to switch it up or sub somebody out. And I've even thrown Trist up there. I've thrown Jade up there.
Yeah.
Suki's played a couple possessions up there.
But. Yeah, you can switch that part of it up too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to expect the length, the real length at one point. And all of a sudden you switch it up. You put Suki up there who doesn't have as much length. Now they're thinking a little bit. Now where's the length, right?
Yeah.
In the back row and the warrior.
The warrior.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, that's another exciting part, 33.
Yeah.
Love 33.
Ready, Maya?
Yeah.
You and I, we're going to play the, what's the name of the game? We have to try to get to the same word.
Oh, okay, okay.
So somebody was playing it in the van. We were playing it in the van. I think you guys were in the back. I don't know if you heard, but we were playing it up front. And I said, you know what? Next time we have a podcast, I'm going to do it with Mike. And Mike and I did it.
We did it.
And he has never heard of it, right?
Yeah.
So trying to explain the rules is really, it's a weird thing to explain the rules. We're going to guess the same word until we guess the same word, but you can't guess the same word. And like, you know, trying to explain it to him. It took a minute, but once he got it, what did it take? Probably like six, maybe seven.
but we almost did it on the first one.
Oh.
I thought of the same exact thing he said. And then I think the third time around, I thought of the same thing he said, but I didn't. It was almost done in one rip, two rip, three rips.
That's crazy.
But it was done quick. Yeah.
It was done quick. I'm going to transfer these last two clams in this thing. We're down to one bag. Are you tapping out, Maya?
Yeah, I'm tapped out. That's all you, coach.
That is all. Trent, where's Trent at?
Yeah.
Trent.
He might be watching. Oh, look at all that.
Yeah. I usually put that like on my ramen.
Oh, yeah. So you save it.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you eat these usually at the place or do you bring them home?
Oh, yeah. I eat them at the place, but then I never finish a bag.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. So then I usually bring it home for ramen or I put it over rice.
Yeah. There's rice too. There you go. Speaking of. Yeah.
I know. It's funny. I was like, let me throw some rice. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What I'm supposed to order here. All right, Maya, you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to lock in. I'm going to go. I'm going super random on my first word. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm not going to do anything like crab. Like,
okay, yeah.
Or basketball. Yeah. I'm going to do something super random and we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
So for those of you who don't know, 1, 2, 3, we say a word and we try to connect mentally to figure out what the next word we think they're going to say.
Okay.
Do you think we'll do it?
Yeah. Wait, I was trying to think of my word. Sorry. Yeah. That's okay. I'm very confident.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
And we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, New
Disney.
York. New York Disney. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Orlando.
Okay.
I'm going towards you.
So. Orlando Ratatouille. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Italian.
Disneyland.
Italian Disneyland.
I would have been right there with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Italian Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got nothing.
1, 2, 3.
Epcot.
Anaheim. Oh, dang it.
What do you say, Maya?
Epcot.
Epcot. Do you know what Epcot stands for?
No.
I do.
Go ahead.
Experimental Prototype City of Tomorrow.
Oh, no, I did not know that. So, I've never been to Disney World. So.
Yeah, I grew up in Disney World. Like, I could be a tour guide there. I've been there so many times.
Okay.
And when Epcot was built, my grandfather was like owned stock in the company. It was like a VIP. Wow. So we'd get,
That's
Epcot.
So cool.
Experimental Prototype City of Tomorrow. Epcot by Disneyland. Disney World.
Disney World.
All right. So where are we at?
We're at
Epcot and Anaheim.
Okay.
Oh, we're not even close.
You might be.
Okay.
I got nothing. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Roller
Six
coaster.
Flags.
See, I told you.
Oh, that was good.
Six
okay,
flags,
I'm good. I got
roller
mine.
Roller coaster.
I got mine.
I think you got it right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you two are on the same wavelength because I'm not even. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me think what I'm going to say. All right. Six Flag roller coaster. Really? I got nothing. Hold on. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Superman.
Bumper cars.
Ooh.
Is that the name of one?
That's like the most popular. It's like the one you lay on your stomach. You go.
Superman bumper car. So you got a superhero, and something that smashes. All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hulk.
Hey.
There you go.
I cheated a little bit. I did some mental...
That was like
Jedi mind tricks. Yeah, it's okay. Hulk, we did it.
Yeah, there you go.
It happens. It happens. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What are some of the over the? What are we? Look at me. I'm talking.
Talking
over the. Oh boy, it's not going well. I'm gonna put it down.
It's like a hot dog.
Over the 58 shows we've done, what are some of the goofy little games and things that we've done that you enjoyed?
Oh man, I like them all, man. That I like obviously with our teams, I like ranking our teams, our top five or Mount Rushmores of the teams that we root for that we like. I like that. The blind ranking's good. I like I like blind ranking. I don't know if we've really maybe once we may have just randomly. Oh yeah, in fact we did ranked our top five. I think basketball players of all time. Something I like doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
but. I got to remember them all, man. If we've done it, I got to go back and look at it. But I do like blind ranking. That's fun. Yeah.
Half of the trends I get off TikTok. So I'm saving them and learning them and getting them going. So what we're going to do next, we still got a little bit of time, but next season is we're going to have a whole new studio. So we're going to, I love this. This is great, right? I mean, we got all kinds of different, you know, a jersey up there, the ball from the inaugural season, even though the letters of basketball have dropped over the times. We got our sticks from a couple years ago. That's similar to Ashes.
Oh, okay.
It's like a whole different, like a mindset thing. Mm-hmm. Got some autographed basketballs, and you can see a little bit in the video, but schools that our players have moved on to. I'm excited. I think we're going to probably add four or five this year.
Yeah.
Every year it's kind of fun to add more up there.
That's so cool. Yeah, I like this a lot.
Yeah, but I think we're definitely going to do a little bit different. As far as we want more interaction, so we want to be able to see what people are typing and have people. I did have it set up for call-ins, and we had a couple of my buddies call in and talk, and so I'm excited for next season because I have kind of the winter to plan it and figure it out and build a whole new little studio in here, and we're gonna get. Right now, I'm using an old iPhone and a new iPhone to film everything, but we're gonna have our cameras all upgraded and kind of make it. A little bit more interactive is what we're looking to do. So I'm super excited. So what do we got here? So we, Pier 88, I'm going to give it an 8.5. What's your score?
I'll give it a 9.
Yep. Right there with you, Maya.
I'll give it a 9.
Yeah.
9?
Yep. That was good, man.
That was excellent. Was great. That was excellent. Let's see what's left. We got a couple potatoes, a couple shrimp, and I see a corn. That won't make it out of here. The cameras might be down, but I don't think that's going to make it out of here. I got to finish that. And then I'm going to, before we go, I'm going to try the cream puff.
Yeah, there you go.
The live cream puff. Yeah. That was good.
Yummy, yummy.
You know, Coach had the whole team up there a couple weeks ago.
Last weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah,
weekend
we did 2 weeks.
We had the whole team up there.
And
Destiny Brown and Charmaine were here for the game. Was it Friday night, right? I think it was. They came in and
Brian, look at me.
came in and signed her. I know, right?
Hi, I'm Dad, Coach Savage.
Don't worry, Dad. Enjoy. Enjoy. We'll be all right.
Looking like CC.
Oh my gosh.
Stacey Ogman was in the house too.
Do you know who Stacey Ogman is? Just say yes.
Yes.
Stacey Ogman was there.
Yeah. Okay.
His nickname's Plastic Man.
Plastic Man. Yeah.
One of my favorite NBA players of all time.
Yeah.
Wow. He's one of the best players to ever play at UNLV.
Oh, yeah.
How am I doing?
He was on the championship team,
I have a white beard, so it blends in. Yeah.
Keep eating, buddy. We got this.
Excellent, by the way. The filling is fantastic.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. Good. We'll have to do it again.
Crazy. I'm going to have to get I'm going to have to hire a maid service to come in. We've had so much food in the last 2 weeks up here.
Yeah,
that's
good. 2-3 weeks, right? We had Panda after. We had Mitch's mom and you guys all.
Yeah.
Man.
That was good.
Food is okay, right? Makes everything better.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got our grades for the food. Excited for next season. Hopefully we'll have it set up by the time we get probably, I think, April rolls around. We'll start having some more.
Whatever works best for you. Your schedule's busy, so
it eventually slows down. But Maya, what do you think? Was it that bad?
No, not at all.
Not
this
at
is
all.
Actually like super nice. I like that you guys do this every Tuesday. That's like a good thing to do. Yeah.
Well, we do it just for fun. Like we don't do it for views and clicks. Yeah. We post it so like his mom likes to watch and his dad. They like to his dad yells at us through the camera when we're not saying the obvious names. He knows all the old school names. Yeah. And I get in trouble if I don't say Bob Cousy or Bill Russell or Larry Bird. But we just do it for fun. We were sitting out at dinner because we go to dinner quite a bit. And my my wife was sitting with us, and like, imagine you were here, and him and I are going pop, 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 about 45 minutes, just yap, yap, yap.
Yeah.
She goes, you two need a podcast. And I was like, she said it. Now we can do it. So even tonight, she's like, oh, it's your late night podcast night. I'm like, yeah, getting the seafood boil. So, yeah, so it's fun. It's fun to do stuff like this. I had two players 2 years ago. Do you remember who they were that were going to do a podcast?
Well,
they sat down.
I thought they started one.
They didn't. I did record just them like sitting and talking. I'm telling you, Maya, it would have exploded if they really did it. If they really sat and once a week and came in, like imagine you and Trista doing it.
Yeah.
It would have blown up. You don't remember who it was?
Yeah, Paige and KB.
Paige and KB.
Oh my God. And
they were freaking hilarious. They call themselves the Bobbleheads.
The Bobbleheads or the Knuckleheads.
It was Bobbleheads because I had a Chauncey Billups. A little Chauncey Billups Bobblehead was right there. And I'm like, you guys, we need a name for the show. Like, I'll do a logo. I'll be off camera and like
make sure it runs smooth.
Convey all that
that's
stuff.
So cool.
They were the way they took, first of all, Paige, hilarious. KB, smart as anything. Yeah. So the two of them together. Paige has got every like saying of your age group.
Uh-huh.
She's like, that part, period. Mic drop. Like, just whatever. She was saying stuff, and I'm like, oh, it is absolute fire.
Aww.
So finding somebody and having fun, we just do it for fun and something to break up the week, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Something
different
to
do.
For.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And these are always bittersweet, the last ones of the season, but you made it fun.
Yay. I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's good.
Would you come back again?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
That's right.
Well, I do know that I try to get every sophomore to I know you're only freshman, but every sophomore. So when we come back in April, we'll have to get, I mean, Cece's going to be fresh off her stand-up comedy class here.
Oh my gosh, she's going to be hilarious. What a class.
So you got Cece, you got Mitch, Alana Connor's already been on. Yeah. Alana has been on.
Yeah.
You got Lizzie and you got Bonk.
Bonk's going to be a good one too.
That's there a good one. So we're going to have some good ones. As soon as we come back, we got a couple from last year that were supposed to get worked in. Adrian, Adrian wants to come back and play at CSN. Let's just So we got some. Kayla Terry was fantastic. Yep. Faith was excellent.
Yep.
We never got Selena on. So Bree was on.
Bree was
on. Excellent. Yeah. Bree was really good.
Yeah.
So we'll get the sophomores in, and then. But I'm excited. I have so many ideas of how I want to do because I got this a big space, so I can really make something cool out of this. So anyway, that's it. You made it through a podcast.
Yay. Yeah.
Show number 58 of the Doo-Doo and Foo Show featuring Maya. 57 minutes. How
here
about
we go.
That?
See, right on time.
We're going to hit the button. We're going to bid you all a farewell. Happy holidays. Enjoy your mac and cheese, ham, apple pie, mashed potato, turkey, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, corn gravy, green bean stuffing in that order per Maya.
Yes.
Enjoy the holidays. And I can't wait to come back. One of my favorite parts of starting the season back up, season three, is giving a recap of the season of our basketball season. So very excited. Thank you guys for tuning in. Mike, good job.
Good job.
Maya,
good
great job guys, as always. I can't wait to see that next episode. We'll keep it going while we're on the road.
Yeah. I'll be tuning in.
We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
Thanks you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next season.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.